After September 11th, some educators predicted foreign students would be frightened away from colleges and universities in the United States. But several new reports indicate that hasn't happened, at least not yet. Andrea Dukakis reports.
Visit the engineering complex at the University of Colorado at Boulder at any time of the day or night, and you'll encounter a virtual United Nations. Students from Korea, China, Lebanon, India, Germany, and pretty much everywhere else lounge on chairs and on the floor. Frédéric Lechenot is sitting in the hallway with a group of friends eating lunch. Lechenot came here from France to study aerospace engineering. He says he was nervous after September 11th, but there was no way he was going to give up a chance to study in the U.S. Now he's worried about the future, the prospect of war with Iraq.
I don't know what's going to go on this, like, next 3-4 months, and I'm not really comfortable with that, so I'm still kind of anxious about this issue.
Despite the anxiety, foreign students like Lechenot continue to pour into the U.S., and for good reason. Haekyun Ko is with the Institute of International Education in New York City.
I think international students are attracted to the variety and diversity of the institutional types in U.S. higher education and the programs that they offer.
Ko's group is one of several that polled colleges and universities this fall and found the number of foreign students in the U.S. growing or holding steady. But that doesn't mean it's easy for foreign students. They have to go through a lengthy visa process that involves a security check. They must have an interview at their local U.S. embassy, and each person's name is checked in various databases to see if it shows up on a watch list. Larry Bell is director of international students at CU Boulder. He says the interview alone can be a challenge.
In China, for example, it may mean a lengthy train ride or a lengthy bus ride to get to the capital city or a nearby larger city, and an overnight stay and a long wait in line. So it takes a lot more effort than it would have 2 years ago.
Despite the hurdles, foreign student enrollment here at CU has jumped more than 5% since last year. Bell says in most cases, the delays mean students can still come to the university, but often can't start when they had planned. He says men from Middle Eastern countries studying technology seem to face the greatest scrutiny. But so far, surveys show no significant drop in the number of Middle Eastern students in U.S. colleges and universities. Still, Bell worries that continuing hassles over visas could cause a dip in foreign enrollment.
I think it sends a message that we're not really that interested in having you come to our country and study.
He agrees security measures are needed, but may go too far. Some delays have meant students missing out on scholarships because they can't get here in time to accept them. Injun Lee, who's studying applied mathematics at CU, says she managed to get here okay, but she doesn't want to risk going home over winter break.
I heard about other friends, and even they are in school, they couldn't get visa after going back to their country, so they didn't start the school.
While students like Lee are continuing to choose the U.S. to study, the reverse is happening too. Recent reports show similar increases in the number of American students opting for study abroad. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Boulder, Colorado.